So the first question here, Lauren, what do emojis and nonverbal cues like gestures have in common?
It's a good question. And I think when you send a text message, you probably have this sense that there's something quite chatty about it. I mean, I'm normally sending text messages to my family or my friends. I don't tend to use them in a work context that much. There's something really informal about them and something very similar to kind of chatting to someone face to face. And so when you have informal speech when you're chatting or you have informal text messages, gesture is something we do with speech and we don't have it in text. And one of the really interesting things about emoji is that people have begun to use them in a place where they might use gestures in face-to-face conversation.
Yeah. What are some of the unique ways and different ways that emojis can be used to communicate?
Maybe you have some preferred uses. I really like using them to illustrate what I'm saying in the way that when I'm telling a story, I might use my hands to illustrate you know, where the car was when I'm talking about a jerk in traffic, or I might, you know, describe a cake but also show you how big it is with my hands. I can use emoji to illustrate how I talk as well.
Yeah.
Or I can use emoji in the way that I use my gestures to draw attention to something by kind of repeating the gesture. I can repeat my emoji to really, really emphasize what I'm saying.
Yeah, the laughing crying emoji was actually inducted, I would say, as the word of the year back in 2015. How could we use the laughing crying emoji? And could this be a simpler way of putting something like LOL in our text, or even a, you know, a laugh out loud, you know, just written out? Is that something that's kind of unique to that emoji?
The great thing about online communication is we're seeing this real explosion in options that we have. So in the same way that I can show my amusement to you face to face or in voice, I can laugh or I can have an amused like intonation to my voice. In text messages, I could say ha ha ha, or I could write LOL, or I could use the tears of joy emoji.
Yeah.
To show kind of various degrees of amusement. And you know, for me, the tears of joy emoji really gets brought out if I am quite amused by something. Otherwise, you might just get the like single tear amusement.
Do you think that there's a connotation there between what emojis are used or what text is used and formality, you know, to be used in a certain a conversation with someone you're familiar with or someone that you're speaking more formally to, like your work boss?
Well, I definitely haven't put any emoji in a job application yet.
Not yet. We're not quite. We haven't reached that point in humanity's existence.
I'm sure we'd hear it if someone tried to sneak some emoji into some legal documents. I personally still use them in very informal contexts.
How do we explain to the layperson that emojis can take on different meanings, especially, for example, the peach or the eggplant, which can be just a harmless fruit or vegetable but might have some other more inappropriate connotations?
I think this is what happens whenever you get groups of people together and you have language being used by particular groups. And it's always really hard when you're on the outside and you're the one who maybe doesn't understand that the peach emoji is being used to mean a bum. It can be a bit embarrassing sometimes to be on the outside, but this is something that happens with all language users, and it shows, you know, in a way that emoji are being used with these very specific meanings, because different groups will have, and you know, sometimes it might just be an in-joke that lasts one text message conversation, or it might be something like the eggplant that becomes an enduring cultural phenomenon.
Yeah. In your sort of experience studying linguistics, do you think we could link emojis back to the way that we read symbols such as hieroglyphics from the ancient Egyptian era to decipher the culture of the ancient world?
Hieroglyphs were used in a really specific way that's kind of a precursor to our modern writing system. And I think compared to that, the nifty thing about emoji is that they sit alongside writing. And I think we'll definitely look back at this era and the kinds of things we've encoded in emoji as some kind of fossilized record of life at the turn of this millennium. But already, you know, some of them are a bit dated. You possibly don't even know that there's a Rolodex emoji and a fax machine emoji.
I haven't seen those. I've had no need of them.
No, they definitely languish at the bottom of most frequently used emoji lists. There's a reason that if you look at people's most popular emojis, it's faces and it's hearts and it's really emotive things, because we're not talking to each other about sending faxes. We're talking to each other about feelings and kind of more personal stuff in text message format.
Yeah, maybe there's some nuance there that we have yet to completely understand. But thank you very much for chatting with me, Lauren. I've really had an interesting discussion with you.
Thanks, Ben.